This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And seriously, pay attention. Get informed. Right? Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most is some of you who are spewing the party line, and even with me, you're spewing my party line with me, the one that I always make fun of. So just because our party says it doesn't make it true. You want these guys telling you the truth, you want to hold their feet to the fire. I know, it's a little cliche-ish, but seriously. If you've elected somebody, if you've helped somebody get elected, and they know it. You've been in their face, and they know it. They know you helped them. They know you've been part of the reason for their success. You need to tell them, look, next time around, buddy, not only will you be on your own, I'm going to work against you. Okay? I'm going to be the one saying, I helped him the first time. Please don't vote for him again. And I believe that's what we should be doing. Some of you are Republican conservatives at any cost. I'm sorry to tell you, this may turn you off. I'm not. I don't believe in voting for the party just to vote for the party. I believe that there are. My whole family on the East Coast are Dems. They're sane Dems. And not because they're my family. Most of them voted for Trump. All right, but because they think things through, they want the best person for the job. And I'm the same way. Look, there are good Democrats out there. There are good Democrats on education boards. There are good Democrats on water boards. There are good Democrats on city councils. I don't know what happens to them when they get to the state level. I don't know what happens to them when their party gets a hold of them and gets them all excited about, hey, you know, you're the kind of guy that can make it to the state. You're the kind of guy that could be a senator. You know, when they get all excited with themselves. But you got to play our way. You don't. If you don't do business our way, if you don't play the game our way, you can't be part of this. And that's the stuff that should scare you. If you are backing somebody who easily switches places, who will easily do something different, I mean, you go against their principles, if you would, don't back them anymore. No, I'm dead serious. I don't care what party you're with or not with. Don't back them anymore. It's wrong. It's wrong in so many ways. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, David Fisher joins me from time to time on the show. As you know, David is a sponsor, but David is also willing to give my listeners something for free. Are you paying attention? And it doesn't matter if you're not listening to the show exactly when it's live, don't worry about it. David said he's not concerned. You shouldn't be either. If you dial 844-715-7311, go ahead. I'll let you write that down. 844-715-7311. You can get a free Morgan Silver coin. in that heart, right? He's given away Morgan silver coins, but on top of that, he's also got two publications he wants to send you. One is The Coming Bail-In. Now, if you've listened to the show at all when David's been on, the bail-in is a real thing. I know people that know about it, that have seen it happen. Are you listening? They've seen the bail-in happen. They've seen it happen locally. You know, in your state, in your area, in your region, whatever it is. I knew I was going to screw that up, didn't I? God. So if you just go ahead. All right, so you call 844-71. I'm sorry. I got all kinds of screens around me doing stupid stuff. 844-715-7311 or check out landmarkgold.com. You can get a free Morgan silver coin. One of the publications he wants to send you is The Coming Bail-In, how the government can freeze your money, your retirement money. Think about it. They can freeze your retirement money. Isn't that exciting? And they'll give it back to you. It's not quite theirs. You know what I'm saying? They know it's your money, but they're going to hold on to it so they can pay bills. And then when the government gets out of trouble, because, you know, that's going to happen soon. Right? When the government gets out of trouble, they're going to go ahead and let you have your money back. 844-715-7311. All right. Let's get to this other crazy. We'll do Bill Gates first. What do you think? So Bill Gates says that if the robot takes your money, it should pay taxes. I want you to think about that, right? Some of these lunatics are the ones that wanted to get lawyers, or they want to have attorneys be able to sue on the behalf of trees and animals and some other things. I found that really, really crazy.
If a human worker does, you know, $50,000 worth of work in a factory, that income is taxed. If the robot comes in to do the same thing, you'd think that we'd tax the robot at a similar level.
We need to tax robots? When did they become human? When did they pick up a paycheck? No, think about this. Think about what this nut job, Bill Gates. And some of these guys really go off the deep end because they think they know so much. Because they make so much money, they figure they're really smart, and that's why they made the money. We'll hit this on the other side of the break. But I want you to think about this during the break. He believes that robots should be paid and taxed. Who gets the money when they are disassembled? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate your time, the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. Always get a kick out of what you're saying, what you're doing, that kind of thing. Sometimes you pick up on something I don't pick up on. When I have a guest on, you pick up something that the guest says that I just go over my head at a million miles an hour. Seriously. So I do appreciate the time, again, that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you you pay attention and watch what's going on and catch me screwing up. Seriously. So Bill Gates says that I can't figure this one out. Did you think about this during a break when I said to you, listen to how we, let's just start this one over. Listen to how he talks about the robots. That's what scares me more than anything else. These are his best buddies. Come on, you can.
When a worker does, you know, $50,000 worth of work in a factory, that income is taxed. If the robot comes in to do the same thing, you'd think that we'd tax the robot at a similar level.
Yeah. Can anybody tell me, send me a link or give me the name of the business. What business has robots? Amazon has technically. Amazon has robots. That takes care of their facilities. I've seen other warehouses. They have robots. And you see them. They go up and down the, and they're not like you see on TV. They have an arm on them so they can fill the baskets that have to be shipped out. It's basically just automation. The car industry. Yeah, the car industry. Look at that. All the welding is done by robots. It's not done by, human beings anymore. I wonder what they're paying those arms. I wonder what they're paying these robots. I mean, according to Bill, they're people too, Oh my God. It's because he has money. He thinks he's something because he has money.
What the world wants is to take this opportunity to make all the goods and services we have today and free up labor, let us do a better job of reaching out to the elderly, having smaller class size, helping kids with special needs. All of those are things where human empathy and understanding are still very, very unique, and we still deal with an immense shortage of people to help out there.
See, there you go. Those are my conservative friends. Stop advocating to liberals and let them teach your kids. Let them be professors in the schools. Let them be, you got to stop it. You got to step up and do it. I know it's a pain in the butt. I know some of you go through heck at some of these, buildings or facilities of higher learning. But our founding fathers didn't care about the fight, did they? They were willing to give it all up. They were willing to give up life and property and family and everything else for the freedom that we may start to enjoy again. As a Christian, sitting with a friend of mine the other day, who I don't believe is, and sitting there with him and talking with him about how afraid he is of the Trump, how afraid he is of certain things that are going to be lost, certain freedoms are going to be lost, I'm looking at him thinking to myself, what about me as a Christian? Look at all the freedoms I lost. Look at all the things that I couldn't do anymore. The things I had to be afraid about saying, about being chastised about saying, about naval officers, chaplains who couldn't use the name of Jesus. And I've always said the same thing. If you have a military man lying in bed dying, and he's a Christian, and he wants to hear the name of Jesus for comfort, God forbid, you're really telling me that you're telling me in the hour of that man's death, in the moments of that man's death, because of political correctness, because there might be a Muslim, an atheist, or somebody else standing out in the hall that might hear it, you can't pray for him in the name of Jesus in a government facility? Because, see, and this is the lunacy of the left. They'll push all their belief systems on us. We have to believe, no matter what it is, because they don't believe in a God. We're lunatics for believing in one. So there's no value. See, for them, there is no value in praying in the name of Jesus. There's no value in praying to a God because it doesn't exist. So they're going to protect us from ourselves, and they're going to pass laws to keep that from happening. The proof of that is both Hillary, well, first Hillary, said that we had to change the way we thought. We had to change the way that we lived out, thought, worked with our scripture, or else it would be done legislatively. That means if my Bible says a man can't sleep with a man like they sleep with a woman, I have to change that. I got to look at God and go, love the way the book is written. You did a great job. But see, it's 2017 now. We have to change this mind. So I'm going to change the book. I'm going to change the Creator's way or the way the Creator told us to live, which would be better and healthy for us, what we should eat, how we should live. Yeah. That makes so much sense, right? Because when you're working on your Ford pickup truck, I'm sure all of you use a Toyota manual, right? I'll use Honda because I know Honda Civic manual, right? That's what you use to fix your Ford pickup truck, right? See, because for a Christian, that's what the Bible is. The Bible is our guidebook, the way we live, How do we take care of our bodies? And don't, please do not send me emails with Old Testament scriptures in there about how I'm supposed to treat my wife and what have you. Until you want to actually study and understand, I'm not interested in what you have to say. Especially if you're just going to throw, you know, you throw stuff out at me sometimes and I just sit there and laugh. Because if I throw something out at you in an area that has to do with abortion, with an area that has to do with vaccinations, anything along those lines, you're always going, well, don't you have a PhD? You have to be a medical doctor to be able to comment on that. Well, good. So until you've actually lived as a Christian, don't tell me what's right or wrong about Christian scripture. Don't try to tell me what the Old Testament says when you don't know what the New Testament says, when you don't know how they work together with each other. Not interested in what you have to say. It's meaningless. So here we have, again, I got Mr. Gates here. First telling me that we're now going to have to start paying robots wages so we can take taxes out of them. Just think about where that might go. Let's see what Billy Boy's got to say. But, and I understand what he's saying. We're free of people to go help the elderly, to teach kids, because it takes a whole different level. That can't be done strictly with artificial intelligence. I got that, but I got news for him, too. Until we change the way we teach our kids, I don't care how many people you put in there, how small you make the classroom. Until we change the way we teach our kids, until we make sure our kids get, real history, not alternative history. So they get real information on the religions of the world and not just the ones that certain people want them to hear. None of this is going to get better. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, let's talk about the dirty little secret that's going on there in Sweden. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm here today.
Music is a world. We are back. With a language beyond understanding. I got so many of these stories I could do tonight. And they just get crazier and crazier and crazier. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I find it interesting. Anytime Trump opens his mouth, it's fake news as far as the mainstream's concerned. See, it's kind of like they're playing that game where they go, okay, so what we're going to do is we'll just call everything fake news. We will discredit Trump and his followers by calling everything fake news. How did that work out for you the first time? How did it work out for you leading up to the primary for Trump, leading up to the general for Trump? And now with all these crazy things you're trying to do to knock them out. And I know you are because, again, I know some people in the business that are on the other side that find it very distasteful with what you're doing. Very distasteful that you're trying to knock out the president. Look at before he actually does anything. Give me a break. So Trump came out and said that... the Stockholm suburb, he was ridiculed when he talked about the riots that were breaking out in the Stockholm suburb. And, he came out, and I almost to a degree wish he wouldn't have done this. I wish he'd have somebody do a little history before he opens up his mouth. But now you're hearing that the German rape teams were fake, that what was going on in Italy was fake, what's going on in Greece is fake, what's going on in Sweden is fake. Really? You're telling me it's all fake. It's all fake news. The problem is that they've had two previous Swedish police officers come out and say, no, actually it's not fake. I don't know what they call them there, but the police captain of the area that came out and talked about the German rapes no longer has a job. Go back there and find it. But now they're saying it's all fake. Now, riots have broken out in the Swedish suburb that Donald Trump referred to in his speech about immigration problems. Police were forced to fire warning shots after the group of rioters began setting fire to cars, throwing stones at the police, and looting shops in Rinkeby district of Stockholm. That came Monday night. Police officer was injured during a clash. The Swedish public service broadcaster reported that it was because Trump made his confusing remarks. Now, I don't know what's confusing, but here's the deal. I want you, and I don't want to read it from the Huffington Post, and I don't want to read it from CBS News or CNN News. You find me a local reporter. You find me somebody who's been there, taken pictures, and come back. You know, you had the documentary guy, the guy that was doing a documentary about what's going on in Europe. And just because the officials, as we know, really funny how you guys are on the left there. So whenever the officials in Europe or here come out with something that's negative to one of your causes, it's fake news, it isn't right. Right? Or they're hiding something. But whenever they come out 100% on your side, no, it's unequivocally true and correct. That doesn't cause pause. Sure, that's all about equality. Anyhow, you can't have, if crime rates are rising, for any reason, if crime rates are rising, and they've been pretty steady, dead, flat, whatever you want to call them, and all of a sudden you start letting refugees in, you start changing something, the first thing you have to look at is what's changed. Right? What can we tie together here? What seems to be a common denominator? That's what you work with. And again, don't just believe what I say. Don't believe what your party says. Don't believe your preconceived notions. Actually go in and do some homework and check this stuff out. Donald Trump made these confusing remarks about immigration, according to the paper. And it caused all this rioting. He later claimed he was talking about an edition of Fox News' Tucker Carlson's about immigration crime in the Scandinavian country. Trump was mocked widely for his Florida speech in which he said, you look at what's happening in Germany, you look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden? They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. He later clarified on Twitter that he was denying fake news claims that large-scale immigration in Sweden, is working out beautifully. Police said in a statement that at least 7 of the 8 cars were burned in the district, which has one of the largest immigrant populations in Stockholm. So that's perfect. So the way to prove that you're not violent, that everything's fine and you're doing a good job, is to go out and burn the place down. I've always had, we talked about it earlier with Corey. Nothing says we want to do the right thing by burning down a CVS in your neighborhood, by tearing apart your neighborhood. That's the way to say we're mad at the police. Now, police say that later on they suspect that the cars had been set on fire to lure them into the area. A photographer from a local newspaper also claimed that he spent the night in the hospital after he was assaulted by a group of these 15 people. He says, I was hit with a lot of punches and kicks, both to my body and my head. Now, a shopkeeper also reported being beaten while trying to protect the store. So you've got all this uprising. You get all these and it's all Trump's fault, right? People can't control themselves. It's Trump's fault. People swear out or call nasty names to black people. It's Trump's fault. We went through this when Obama first became president. It was all Bush's fault. I think everything shy of the common cold was Bush's fault. The disorder reportedly broke out after police arrested a wanted person. What is it with society today? It's like, you can't, we're not supposed to follow the law. We're not supposed to do what the court wants us to do. You see it happen here in America. You've got immigrants that might have committed felonies that are wanted for felonies, and they still don't want you to do anything to them. Because why? Because they have a son or a daughter. Well, don't we have men in prison that have sons or daughters? Because they did something stupid? They killed, robbed, or maimed somebody? So, again, they go on to say, it happened in connection with an intervention near the metro station. The officers were to detain a person. Our colleagues got stones thrown at them. Even Nielsen at the Police Regional Command Center in Stockholm told them that while it was initially reported that the police had fired warning shots, the national broadcaster for that area said that the officers, in fact, fired directly at the rioters. So I guess they didn't fire warning shots. They fired right at the rioters. Who, with some of the pictures I'm looking at, must have been a bunch of animals. And again, to go back to say, according to initial reports, it was warning shots. However, the officers did indeed fire directly at the stone throwers, but missed their target. That now from the police chief. Stockholm police spokesperson Lars Bystrom said officers were unclear exactly how many people had been involved in the riot, but estimated the number was between 30 and 50 young men. My God, if this was 30 to 50 young men, they moved quick. They burned a lot. Some may have disappeared, others been added. It's difficult to get a handle on what took place. Really? Now they got the craziness under control around midnight, but the amount of damage that you see here in the pictures is crazy. But again, I say I don't understand if all across Europe they have seen an uptick in crime by bringing in the refugees. Why is it so bad to tag it together? Why is it so bad to pull it together and say, hey, one's got to have something to do with the other? Yeah, I don't know. These guys don't make any sense to me. Okay. Got a lot. I'm not going to get through this stuff. Maybe we'll do this story about banning whiteboards because there might be. This is at a college, at a university. They're talking about banning whiteboards. Come on, take a guess. You want to know why? Because they might find an offensive message on them. Let me rephrase that. Because they might find an offensive message on them. Okay, these people have their minds. And Penn State professors have been told now that they have to avoid assuming the gender of any student. Until they're told. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice. The choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process
peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has the job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Now, I will be leaving, like, right after the show. Usually I do so many stupid little things, and some people kind of hang out, but I am out of here. So, heading over for CPAC in D.C. Hopefully I'll sleep tonight on the plane. Although I'm pretty good at that. I usually fall asleep before they close the door. Yeah, I'm one of those. Like, catch you later, don't feed me, leave peanuts at the side of the chair. I'll be fine. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you are in D.C. or anywhere near it, love to say hi to you, love to see you, love to take a picture with you. And again, we'll also be at CPAC on Saturday doing a book signing around 1 o'clock there as well. So come on by, say hi. Before I get to my other story, these guys just make me nuts. So I was talking about this earlier, how California, you know, they want to be part of that $1 trillion infrastructure budget, you know, repair budget. But they don't want anything to do with Trump. They don't like his policies. They don't want anything. Isn't it funny how, hey, let's spend taxpayer money and we're in with you. Right? We want you to let the illegals come in here. We want you to let them take our jobs. We want you to let them do all these things. All right? We don't agree with you on any of that. However, if you'd like to give us money, we're more than happy to participate. It's how they operate. It makes me nuts, but it's how they operate. So here's Scott Wiener. He's another one of these guys. California State Senator who just decides he's going to beat on Trump. And here's the funny thing about it. You know how Trump operates, right? What good can come out of? I'm trying to understand this. This is like telling somebody that you think they're ugly. You think they're fat.
You think they're out of step. You think they don't dress right. They need a haircut. No, by the way, would you loan me $50,000 on a handshake? Right? I mean, think about it. And Trump is not one that just says, okay, yeah, I'm not going to listen to what you said. No. Listen to what he says. Listen to the vicious. He calls Trump vicious. I got news for you.
I'm here today because this, frankly, piece of garbage that came out of the White House today is part of the steady stream of hatred that's been coming from our own White House since Friday. It is just beyond the pale. I have the honor of representing San Francisco, which is one of the very...
Yeah, San Francisco, which is one of the very first sanctuary cities, which is a city that doesn't cooperate with the feds, which is a city that allows people to piss and poop in the streets, okay? Even businesses there are getting sick of it. But hey, you guys voted them in, and you keep giving them money. All right? I mean, think about this. They're so full of themselves. They're so self-righteous in what they do and what they stand for, or what they believe that they stand for. Because every human being has a right to come here and pee and poop in our streets and live off our welfare system and. No, they don't, actually. They do not. They have a right to come here for a better life. They have a right to come here and want what's better. They have a right to come here, provided they do it the right way, within our laws. They come here. Look, it. Part of the reason people come here is because they know the laws will protect them. So why do you get to skirt the law to take advantage of the other laws that might protect you? But listen, listen to this bleeding heart. You got to hear this guy. Sounds like he's going to start crying any second.
First sanctuary cities in the country. I also represent Daly City, which has the largest Filipino community outside of the Philippines, a country that Donald Trump, you may recall.
So what does that mean? I know lots of Filipino people. I know lots that are here legally. I know lots that love this country. I keep talking about how they love this country. Matter of fact, I don't know if we still have them. We had a decent-sized Filipino audience for a long time. They're wonderful people. And not that the Hispanics aren't wonderful people either. But what's he trying to say here? I represent a large Filipino, and they're petrified.
Referred to as a country of terrorists. We're proud in San Francisco of our sanctuary city status.
But we're not too proud to take money from the federal government. That's right. Come on, just send it on this way. We'll take it.
And we are going to fight like crazy to protect it. We're going to stand, not just in San Francisco, but in California. We're going to stand with our immigrant communities. Our message is we have your back.
So let me see. We're not going to stay with the American people. We're not going to stay with people who pay taxes. We're not going to stay with people who legally voted us in. We're not going to stand with the people that actually are here righteously. No, no. We're going to now see. They won't use the word illegal, just like President ex-President Obama wouldn't use the word Islamic terrorist or radical Islam. Just because you don't use it. See, and I can prove you guys are on this, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a kick, a mantra, a stupid walk? I don't know what you want to call it. But you think by taking the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn, it's going to make everything nice again. You think by nixing the Confederate flag, everybody's going to feel better, which will make everything better. Because, you know that when it comes to feelings, right, if you feel better, it makes everything better, right? I mean, I could eat 2 or 3 donuts every morning. I would feel great. It would make me very happy, at least for about 3 months, till I had to go buy more pants. Then I wouldn't be so happy anymore. Seriously. Look, he's proud. Think of what he's saying. Think of what this imbecile is saying. Yeah, I'm going to call him an imbecile, and I'll tell you why. This is where I tell you, you shouldn't trust this guy. You shouldn't trust this guy, okay? When somebody that you duly elect, based on the Constitution of the United States, based on the Constitution of the state of California, when somebody gets duly elected and they stay within the laws and they look, the guy's going to say to you, I deserve to be in the seat because I was elected as it's laid out in our Constitution. And what's he do after he gets elected? I swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign or domestic. It's the same thing about California's Constitution. And what's one of the first things he does? Is he goes against the Constitution by protecting illegal immigrants. I want you to think about that. Right? We're not talking about people that are being beat and hung and whipped and stoned and beheaded and hands cut off because they stole. We're not talking about people that are being treated like that. So this guy should be impeached. This guy needs to be removed from office for not living out and what he swore to you to uphold the Constitution. He's not doing it. He's actually doing 180 degrees. He's actually acting 180 degrees from the Constitution. So help me understand here. Why should he stay in office? Because he's helping the illegals? That makes it okay? No, it doesn't make it okay. It actually makes it worse. Breaking the law doesn't make it right. Fixing the law makes it right. I don't agree it should take you 15 or 20 years to become an American citizen. I don't agree with that at all. But if you do it right, frankly, if you really do it right, it doesn't really take that long. When you play all these games, it takes forever. But he says it's against the hatred. Now, actually, I would say, Senator, I don't even want to call you Senator Wiener, Scott Wiener, I would say you're the one that's filled with hate. Hate for America. Hate for our laws. Hate for our people. Hate for those people that are sleeping in the streets. The refugees and the illegals that came over the border that are taking tax dollars, taking money away from those people that are having to pee and poop in your streets. Because why? Because you won't help them. You don't have the money to help them. It's sick and it's sad. And you can't be trusted. I mean, really, if you can't live out, you can't live up to your word, what you promised to do, why should we trust you? Now, this speech of his will easily get him reelected. This speech of his will continue to get him reelected. You look at the people standing around him. You would think they'd be standing there with smiles on their faces. They're all happy with what he's doing. No, they all look miserable. And these people usually always look miserable.
You are part of our family. Tengo un mensaje para nuestros vecinos.
That's a love that. We're in America. He's an American senator. And he's giving a speech in Spanish. I wonder, you think he'll do Filipino next? We'll see.
Los inmigrantes, ustedes son una parte de California. Ustedes son una parte de nuestra familia. Vamos a protegerlos.
Yeah, if you've just joined the show, this is not a simulcast from a Mexican radio station. I just want to be clear about that.
Vamos a proteger sus familias. Y vamos a estar con ustedes hasta el fin. Thank you.
So, I mean, as one person said, it's the truth. You beat me to the punch. This is he's pandering for the illegal vote. That's what he's doing. And they do that well. Okay. Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Tell your unloved ones about the show. I'd like to get their blood pressure up as well. I'm off the CPAC in D.C. Seriously. But I'm not telling you what plane, because some of you are like, whack. But I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless. Have a great day.